appreciate every one of them, all the testimonies tonight. Thursday night starts House to House, and House to House will be in a place near you. And this is some locations that we have. If you live south of town and west of town, Brother Murray at their residence, north Nacogdoches, if you just right here where North Street begins, this area, we want you to go to Sister Becky's. And if you live in Appleby, Central Heights area, Sister Melinda's going to host it this year at her house. Also, Cushion and Mount Enterprise, the Corbett family again. And in Central and Lufkin, Brother and Sister Watson. And we're so thankful for this, amen, that we could have five different locations this year where people could come together and fellowship and also share the word of the Lord. And we're so thankful that you could be a part of this. And it's a good opportunity for you to bring a friend or someone that needs something from Jesus. And I'm thankful for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Let me just let you know that not only that, but 52 days consecration starts tomorrow. 52-day consecration is not just a fast. It's beyond that. We're making a dedication. Whether the Lord deals with you, and you could use this pamphlet, but if you say 52 days I'm not having coffee, or 52 days I'm sacrificing to give God and the missions or the building fund or something financially to the Lord, I'm going to do it the next 52 days, make a sacrifice. Let it be something like somebody just said, I'm building to grow my life for Jesus Christ. Nehemiah and 42 families built the wall and rebuilt the wall in 52 days. I want to see the glory of the Lord in our church. Amen. And consecrate yourself these next 52 days. How many is going to join with your pastor and say, we're going to build, we're going to become, and we're going to do the work of God in our lives. Amen. Next Sunday night, Brother Ham from Vicksburg will be preaching for us. Amen. And that will be preaching Sunday night. And the 25th of the month, Bishop Tipton will be in service with us, both services, Sunday morning and Sunday night. Amen. If you ever, I'm telling you, lock it in and be in these services that God could fulfill his order in our lives. Are you thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. Friday night is a youth service in Silsby. If you plan on going, young people, or just finding about it tonight, amen, you can get with us after service, and we want you, those that can go to Silsby, and to this youth service, Brother John Lambert will be the speaker from Brazil. He's been on the mission field. That's all he knows is Brazil. But this great man of God is going to be preaching a great youth service every year there in Silsby. We want you to be part of that. Amen. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. Won't you stand and sing it? I have drawn the line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. Help me sing it now. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand, and I will be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand. I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision. Sing it to the Lord tonight.
I have staked my claim.
I have drawn the line in the sand. I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. Let's give the Lord honor tonight. God, I want to be yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold you long, but I'm going to read to you this passage of scripture. Amen. For a few moments tonight, Matthew, the 16th chapter, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 19. The word of the Lord said here, Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 13. When Jesus came in the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Verse 18, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The rock here in verse 18 that the church is built on is a revelation of who Jesus is. And he said, "I'm going to build my church on that revelation." When you know who Jesus is, that he's more than just a prophet, but he's a God of heaven. Amen. The gates of hell can't stand against a church that knows their Jesus. I want to just say tonight, just for a few moments, let the church be the church. Hallelujah. Let the church be the church. God's waiting on our church to be the church. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord revealed to me tonight and before service. Amen. Oh, it was a busy afternoon. Amen. We didn't even finish our lunch before things started happening. But oh, friend, amen, I began to feel the touch of the Lord with Sister Allison. Amen. And different ones that prayed for my mother on the phone, then Sister Riley. And I felt the Lord begin to encourage me that he has a people that he wants to use right here. He's waiting for the church, you, to be the church. God wants to give revival. And I think somebody said it while ago. Amen. They said, oh, they felt like nobody wanted this. Amen. Nobody really wants the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want to tell the church tonight, God wants you to be his church. He's ready for revival in this church. He's ready to give souls to this church. He's ready for babies to be born to this church. Amen. I felt it strongly while ago. He's ready for you to step it up and say, "I'm going to build my life on the rock of God. I'm going to build my soul on the things of a bedrock relationship with Jesus Christ." I felt very strongly while ago that, amen, in the Holy Ghost, that the gates of hell cannot prevail. Gates are defensive things. Amen. How many of you felt, amen, things come against you? Have you felt things defend you and hold you back? I just want to say this tonight. Hell's gates can't hold back a praying church and a church with their mind made up. I'm telling you, the devil has told some of us we can't see people receive the Holy Ghost in our church. But I come to tell you, God wants this church to be his church. He wants his people to be his church. He's want to use you. He's ready to bless you. He's ready for you to be part of that. Hallelujah. The church is not built on personalities, but it's built on the revelation of who Jesus is. Of all people, Jesus, even when he said, "Simon, I'm going to give you the keys," Peter did not have the kind of personality to be a leader, but that's okay. He had the revelation. I can't be anything without Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, you can't be anything without Jesus Christ. Get the revelation, young person. Amen. Young ladies, you heard the same kind of message as our men. You heard that tonight. Amen. God is ready for you to be the church. He's ready for Abigail to be victorious. He's ready for Riley to be victorious. God God wants to use you, ladies. God wants to use our men. God wants to use this church. And this is what I felt in the Holy Ghost. Why be normal? Why be normal? I don't want this to be a normal church. God don't want his people to be a normal people. God wants you to redefine the normal in your life and say, God, I'm not content with just coming and just going through the motions and have a normal church. I want something to happen. I want that revival to flow in my life. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost to be in every service. I want it to be where somebody can be full of the Holy Ghost. I want it to be where they're hungry for this. They get a hold of this. They want this. God's ready. God's ready. God's ready. God's ready to pour it out. And he wants this church to be his church. He wants his people to belong to him and know that they're his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. Sister Coley, where did old Sister KK used to sit and stand when she got excited? Go get in her chair and show me what Sister KK used to do when she felt the Holy Ghost. You know what? She wasn't normal, huh? She wasn't normal because she did not have just a normal relationship with God. You know what? Every lady in this church, even not just the young ladies, every lady in this church, it ought to be your desire. God, I want the mantle of Catherine Woodard. I want that mantle that whenever the Holy Ghost moves, that I'm easy to be moved. How easy it is for you. Are you the one that is hard to be moved? Is it one that your spiritual arms are crossed and you're saying, shake me, break me if you can, Jesus. Pastor, you got to break a lot of yoke. Hey, don't be hard as a hickory nut, but be somebody that says, God, I'm easy for you to move because I'm not normal. Oh, come on, it's time for the church to be the church. It's time for revival to flow in Nacogdoches. There's souls that are going to hell, but there's a church that God wants to help and help them to reach the lost. He's ready for you to be part of his kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 We felt a lot of pressures in 25 that come against me as a pastor. I had all kind of pressures. I've had different ones begin to push, try to pit some of you even against each one of you, different ones, and even against your pastor. But the Bible begins to teach us in Acts the 4th chapter, when the church began to be pushed, they assembled together and began to pray. And when they assembled together and they prayed, the Bible says the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Oh, I'm telling you, hell can't stand an assembled army. Hell cannot take a church that binds together and say, hey, we're not going to be normal. We're not just going to have normal church. We're not just going to play the game. We're going to be real. We're going to be valuable. We're going to make a difference in our church, in our city, in our young people. Our old people, we're ready for revival. We're ready for the things of holiness and righteousness. There's some, and the Holy Ghost reveals this weekend between you, your youth and the men. There's some of you have come against even the pastor by telling your children, that's just Pastor Crosswhite. He's just being just, oh, Brother Crosswhite, he's just doing that. I want to tell you in the Holy Ghost, amen, oh, friend, everything, amen, that we try to teach why, and there's a reason for it. You know what? I want to tell you, those guardrails that you heard these men talk about are important for your tomorrow. Amen. We're not just getting up here to try to pressure you and make you drink some kind of Kool-Aid and make you feel that pastor's against you. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, it's for the soul. It's for your tomorrow. It's for the generation who walks in that door, that they can find something real, that they can find a beyond a normal church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to release power in this church. that in our altars people could receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This is what I felt, and I don't know if our men could do it, but I just felt this in the Holy Ghost. I need some strong men that are strong. Those altars are heavy. I need some strong men to get those altars on their shoulder. And I want you to march around your church and say, we want revival. It's two altars, so it's a heavy thing. I want you to start praying, Lord, give us revival in our church. Give liberty in our altars. Come on, ladies, I want you to just march right behind them and say, God, we want revival. I want you to start calling some names that you want to see filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's a Joel, and there's a Katie, there's an Isaac that needs revival in their life. Come on, there's other children that need the Holy Ghost. Come on, call their name and pray, God, give our church liberty. Give our church victory. Give our church, God, the power to walk with you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. No, we're not getting rid of our altars, but we are establishing our altars. We're putting our altars down in faith that we could see old-fashioned revival. We're putting our altars down and dedicating it. We're dedicating ourselves for apostolic revival. We're praying, God, move us and minister through us and help us, Lord Jesus. Come on, revive us what God wants to give. God wants to give this church miracles, signs, and wonders. If the church would just step up and be the church. Come on, he's ready for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for this, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, pray the anointing of the Holy Ghost on you. God, put anointing on my life, Lord Jesus. Put anointing on my home. Put anointing on me, Lord, as a man, as a lady. Lord, these ladies anoint. Put your fresh anointing on us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set that at an altar right there, bro, right where it was. Hallelujah. 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 You want to feel the approval of God? God's here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm excited for what you're going to do, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. On servants and handmaidens in those days will I pour out of my spirit, saith the Lord. I will show signs, wonders at heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord had added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts the second chapter says, amen, the Lord is here tonight. Would you lift your hands and ask God to anoint you right now? God, anoint me. God, appoint me. God, use me. God, I don't want to be normal. Lord Jesus, let me be the church. God, put your promise in me. Let me not stand on the premises, but God, let me activate the promise. God, as we heard tonight, let it be done. Lord Jesus, let there be a fire burning, Lord, in our hearts. Let there be a fire in our church family and our altar. Let it be something alive inside of us, Jesus. We pray, God, use us as your people, as a light in this generation. Help us, oh God, to hear and to know your voice. Help us to do your work, God, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, I want you to hear what the Lord spoke to me sitting in my car right before service, just coming back from the hospital. This is what the Lord spoke to me. God wants to give deeper things in tongues and messages in tongues to this church. Some of you, that's all you've seen of the gifts of the Spirit. There's other gifts of the Spirit that God wants to use in our church. God wants to heal people. God wants to heal people, but God wants to use you. Amen. God wants to use you. Amen. Through his power. God wants to use you in different avenues of the works of his spirit. Amen. And God is ready for that in this hour. He's going to do it right. Amen. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to act like it. Amen. But God is ready for a church to rise up. On this rock, I will build my church. On this rock, the gates of hell shall not prevail against him. And I will give the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things you bind in heaven shall be loosed on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost fall right now. Let your beauty fall on your people, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let fresh anointing be restored. Restore the joy of thy salvation. Uphold us with thy free spirit. Restore victory, Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you pray for somebody near you right now? Amen. I want you to put your hands on a shoulder and pray with somebody. Amen. Lord, let your sweet anointing feel. God, I pray for the anointing on them so strong. God, a new anointing, a new fresh anointing. God, on them, Lord Jesus, that the operation of your spirit, Lord, has liberty. God, do it, Lord, in this congregation. Do it amongst your people. Raise your people. Raise this group as a mighty army, Lord Jesus. Send from our young people, God, missionaries. Let from this congregation there be, God, young ladies and young men that would take the gospel, Lord, around this place, God, around the world. Make us soul winners. Make us prayer warriors. God, make us lovers of truth. I pray that in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Consecrate us, O Lord. We dedicate ourselves to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We dedicate ourselves to you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wind of God, blow in this place. Wind of God, would you blow in this place? Holy wind of God, would you fill us, Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. God. Help my home, oh God. Lord, redefine. Lord, help me redefine the things of your righteousness in my home. The way I live, oh God, the way I think, the way I act, the way I present myself, oh God. Help me, oh Lord Jesus. The way I worship, the way I conduct myself in your house. The way I pray, Lord Jesus. Go. Come on, don't be afraid. Let the Holy Ghost use you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say yes to the Lord tonight. Somebody needs to lift their hands and say yes to God. Hallelujah. Lord, Redeemer, my Shepherd, my King. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm going to ask in the Holy Ghost tonight for commitments. I'm going to ask our young people first, okay? I need a young person that's not afraid to sacrifice this week and say, Pastor, I need a young person that's willing to say, Pastor, I will sacrifice. I'm going to set my alarm. And I want somebody that's not afraid to say, I'll do it at 5 o'clock. I need somebody 6 o'clock and somebody 7 o'clock to say, Pastor, I'll do a holy 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Do I have a young person to say, I'll sacrifice and make 5 o'clock my time? Okay, 5. Do I have some elders that would say 5? I'll take 5. Okay, what about 6 o'clock in the morning? Do I have some that say, Pastor, count me in at 6? What about 7 o'clock? Amen, some 7 o'clockers. Amen, thank you. Amen, 5, 6, and 7 tomorrow we go to war. And tomorrow morning when you start your prayer, the first thing I want you to take a picture in your brain tonight. And this is what I want you to pray for at 5 in the morning. I want you to pray for your pastor, for this pulpit, and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to flow. Amen. Not just in this building. Amen. I have reached for 28 years in this city and worked very hard. Many of you have helped me. But I want you to pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that God would use me as a shepherd. And there's people in this city that does not come to this church. They call me their pastor. I get introduced all the time. This is my pastor. I'm ready to see the flock that God has. Amen. And it's time for revival. Amen. Do you know that I already have plans to expand this building, and the devil has laughed at me saying there's no way possible. Amen. Somebody's already seen several times a new facility here with brand new people. Amen. Worshiping God in church. Get ready. Amen. The devil has fought in every direction. Amen. Are you ready for revival? Revival's more than a crowd. I'm telling you, revival's more than a crowd. Revival is the people of God getting where they need to be with God and letting God be God in their life, even with the church being the church. So tomorrow morning when you first pray, you pray for your pastor. Then the next thing I want you to do is pray for your home. Every member in your household, I want you to call their name, and I want you to thank God. Amen. Every time you pray, instead of just saying, God, would you? I want you to start off, Lord, I thank you. And if you're a young man and young lady, I want you to thank God. If you got a daddy, I want you to thank God for your daddy. I want you to thank God for the anointing on your mama. I want you to thank God for the anointing upon your family members. Begin to pray like that. Lord, I thank you for anointing daddy. I thank you for anointing mama. Or I thank you, Lord, for anointing my brothers. Amen. Go through the list. And everybody in the church you can think of, if you have Ovanto on your phone, if you want the list there, look at the list of people there. Pray for them. Believe the Lord. How many is going to believe God with me? It's revival time, church. Amen. It's time to rebuild the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. How? You're dismissed in Jesus' name.